This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. In my last podcast, I introduced the idea of groundwork, or making provision in an early stage of a project in order for that project to have a chance at success. I explained that in telling America's story, as I understand it, I have to take the time and make the effort to first lay in some groundwork. Now, many years ago, God led me to a passage of Scripture in the book of Jeremiah. The passage comes early in the book, in the first chapter, actually. God spoke to the young prophet Jeremiah, and here's what he said. "See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." God called the prophet Jeremiah when he was a very young man. Some suggest that he may have still been in his teens. His is a sad story, the story of a young man's seemingly fruitless warnings about the imminent judgment of God upon his nation, Judah. Judah had blindly wandered onto the same dark, idolatrous path as her sister nation, Israel, who had a century earlier come under God's judgment and fallen into the hands of the Assyrians. Jeremiah's warnings went unheeded, and before long his own nation, Judah, also fell. The Babylonian army swept in, took Judah captive, and carried off her people. Jeremiah counseled his captive king and the people of Judah to make peace with Babylon, as Babylon was God's arm of judgment. Sadly, they resisted. Jeremiah is also the author of the Book of Lamentations, in which he laments the loss of his country and the judgment of God upon his people. Jeremiah's story here, and particularly the passage I read a moment ago, reminds me in some ways of John Winthrop's City on a Hill moment. Now, in one way, it's markedly different, but in another, it is very similar, and here's how. Both the City on a Hill speech and God's personal message to Jeremiah launched an endeavor. The young Jeremiah had his life's call laid out before him. What was he to do? I read that he had two basic tasks. First, he was to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow. Second, he was to build and to plant. Note the indirect reference to the ground. Jeremiah was to pull things out of the ground and destroy things built upon the ground. Next, he was to plant things into the ground and build things upon the ground. Yeah. Groundwork stuff. When I read this verse, I think of root systems and foundations, things that start in the ground and come up out of the ground. Now, what was God actually telling Jeremiah to do? Was he to go pulling up plants and trees and knocking down buildings? No. Jeremiah was to call his nation to repentance, to tell them to uproot the idol worship from their own hearts and to destroy and overthrow the idols they had made for themselves. At the outset of this Night Watch podcasting venture, actually in the very first episode of America's Story, as I understand it, I explained that our country is in the throes of a worldview war. I went on to introduce our Christian DNA, our rich Judeo-Christian beginnings. Today, as anyone can see, we Americans, like ancient Israel and Judah, have constructed our own godless idols. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel compelled and called even to do my best to try and tear them down. America's story, as I understand it, will continue. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.